from America. You're listening to the Hip Hop Patriot, Jeremy Harrell.
Welcome to Live from America. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Jeremy Harrell, the Hip Hop Patriot, and today is January 7th, year of our Lord, 2021. And what a first 7 days we have had. Let's give some live shout outs to those joining in. John Certain from Texas. Joshua Baker, how you doing, man? Rachel Rodman, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Christina Jean from New Jersey. Katie Ware, thank you so much for being here. Jennifer Bulls, hello. Sabin Brown from Michigan, good to see you. Julie Hewlett, hello. Kyle Saniga, good to see you. Thank you very much. Matthew Simp from Ohio. Missy Samples, hello, hello. Chin up, she says. That's right. We got to keep our chin up. We got to keep our faith in the things that are going to happen. Stephen Barber, hello. Pennsylvania is in the house. Thank you very much. Chris Prater, Liz Ellis, my wonderful, wonderful friend, Liz Ellis, whom I love very, very much. Kurt Warren and Philip Peterson. How you doing, brother? Good to see you, Philip. Always good to see you. Let's see who else we got. Nikki Whitman. Hello. Shout out to you, Nikki. Eileen Keenan. Good to see you. Jennifer Bellevue. Hello. Yep. 2 more weeks of craziness. You're right. You got that right. Kayla Lee. Well, maybe a lot more than that, to be honest with you. Randy Tinch. I'm sorry. Good to see you. And Melissa Shambu from Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining in on Live from America tonight. We have a lot to go over, obviously, but first and foremost, before we do anything, ladies and gentlemen, before we do anything, there's 2 things that we need to do. And the first thing that we need to do is give all of our glory, all of our love, all of our attention, all of our honor, everything to the one true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if yesterday taught us anything, it is the only place that we can keep our continued faith. It's the only place that we can keep our eyes and our attention, and to just know and unequivocally know that God has got whatever he's got. He's got it, not us. We don't put our trust in men. We put our trust in God. Okay. So that's the first thing we do. Now I'm going to read from something a little different tonight. I'm going to read from The Sovereign Touch. Okay. From John Enslow. John Enslow. He watches the show. Thank you very much, John. We're going to read from this because I think this is, you know what I did tonight? I said, I don't want to read from this. I opened up, I swear to you, I opened up, and the first thing I came to was petition the Most High, not man. That was the first thing I came to, and I'm going to read it, okay? It is in us all to believe that God withholds and abuses power, to believe that he is unjust and unfair. This suspicion stems from our experiences and uncertainty with our earthly authorities. Whether the authorities are parents, bosses, law officers, or government officials, we stand as judges over God after all. He puts these leaders in place. For all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Romans 13, 1, the New Living Translation. And I honestly believe that President Trump was put there by God for all of us to do what he did the last 4 years and to do what I think he's going to do the next 4 years, regardless of the certification that was fraudulently put in place by Judas Pence himself yesterday and the rest of the D's and the R's. You know what I mean? But I also think that he put all of them in place too. I do. Not for our good. Well, for our good in the long run. But to show exactly what happens to people who get away from God and try to have all the power over everybody and to enslave everybody themselves, like these politicians have done in this country for the last 40 years. And it's time for them all to go. I'm not saying violently. I'm not saying that we need to do anything. I'm saying God is in control of everything. Now, the second thing that I would like to do is I'd like to do what I did today on my podcast, and I would like to have a moment of silence for Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt, the young lady who got shot in the neck being a patriot. You can say that she shouldn't have been up on them steps pushing her way in. You can say that she shouldn't have been there and to begin with. But ladies and gentlemen, she was a veteran of the United States Air Force. She was there doing what she thought was right, maybe what God instructed her to do. And now her life is lost forever because of what happened yesterday. She was shot in the neck. She bled out. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have a moment of silence, followed by a quick prayer, and then we'll get into some news, okay? For Ashley Babbitt and the life that she no longer has. Lord God in heaven, I ask that you look over her family, comfort her family in this time of need. Lord God, I ask that you took her soul to heaven. I pray that you took her soul to heaven. I pray that she knew who you were. I pray that she has accepted, she had accepted you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, into her heart. I pray for the tears of her family. I pray for all of it. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I see a lot of people saying, God let us down. If Biden is put into office, does that mean God put him there too? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And ye have little faith if you think otherwise. That's not an insult to you. That's the truth. That's a fact. Okay? But we're not getting there. We're not talking about that, and we're not getting there. All right? First thing I want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, is the attempted coup, the active, ladies and gentlemen, attempted coup. I didn't say God had her. I just saw somebody said God did not tell her to break into the White House. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said that God had her in DC and she chose to go in there. I didn't say God directed her to go break into the White House, and it was the one that wasn't the White House anyway. It was the Capitol building. Okay. So if you don't believe that, if you don't like to believe that, if you want to sit here and bash God, leave, get off the page. Bye. Not going to take that stuff. This attempted coup that's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, of our president. And it's happening from the Republicans and it's happening from the Democrats. It is an attempted coup to unseat a duly elected president. And they've been attempting this coup for the last 4 years, 5 years, basically. They've been trying to do it since before. They were trying to tear him down when he was tearing down the Republican establishment. And they never forgave him for it, and they never forgot. And ladies and gentlemen, they worked with the Democrats, and they're working with them right now, and they are attempting a coup on the president of the United States. They are working with big tech, and big tech has recently today, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter have removed Donald Trump from their platforms indefinitely. Indefinitely, ladies and gentlemen. And his family members. Family members have also been removed from these platforms, okay? They're suppressing the president. And do you think if you suppress the president and his family, and do you think that if you really try to get him out of office a day earlier than you think he's leaving, you think yesterday was the end? That yesterday would be a cakewalk. Yesterday's event, an incident, would be a cakewalk compared to what would happen in this country if you continue to push. They've already lit the fuse, and now they want to pour gasoline on it. How disgusting are these people to want to do this? They're silencing him, and they are taking away his ability to speak to the American people. Now, I think it's awful funny that the same day that these treacherous big tech companies remove Donald Trump and his family indefinitely, okay? I think it's awful funny that the FCC puts out an emergency advisory talking about compliance obligations when it comes to national broadcasts. And I just think and if you haven't seen that, look it up. The FCC today has issued an enforcement advisory reminding all emergency alert system participants of their, quote, compliance obligation. Now, let's move from that to what we were talking about, the active coup. Nancy Pelosi, Stretch Face Armstrong, and Chuck Schumer have today called on members of Congress and Donald Trump's cabinet and everybody that's under the sun to invoke the 25th Amendment. And if the 25th Amendment is unsuccessful, they want emergency, immediate impeachment to remove Donald Trump. Let me first ask you, before we get into anything, I'm going to school you on what the 25th Amendment really says today, okay? Because when I got my bearings, when I got back from D.C. and I got my bearings back, I went into full mode, ladies and gentlemen, full mode. I literally called out everybody I could call. I pulled out every stop I could pull out to get every bit of information that I could bring you today for Live from America. Because this is a show that, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, whether you like what I say or not, we're going to bring you the truth. The truth. Always. Always. Raw and uncut. Now, let me just first say that Nancy Pelosi called Mike Pence today, this morning, to urge him to remove President Trump. She was kept on hold for 25 minutes before she told, before she was told that Mike Pence would not be able to take her call. So, we know that they're trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. What is the 25th Amendment? The 25th Amendment is when the vice president and cabinet members remove the president because he is mentally or physically unfit to do his job. That is what they're trying to do. Okay? Somebody said Kaylee is going to do a presser soon. Well, good. I can't wait to see it. But they are trying to literally remove Donald Trump any way they can. Nancy Pelosi was kept on hold for 25 minutes before she was told that Pence would not be able to take her call. And guess who reported that first? CNN. You want to know why it's true? If CNN is reporting that Mike Pence would not take Nancy Pelosi's call today, or excuse me, could not take Nancy Pelosi's call today, there's a thousand things that go in my mind about that beyond what I'm talking about anyway. So we can go down that rabbit hole all we want. But let's just say, why is CNN, fake news CNN themselves, why are they reporting it? Why? Because they're crying. This is CNN crying, ladies and gentlemen. They're mad that Vice President Pence could not or would not, whatever you want to say, take her call. Okay? They are afraid, ladies and gentlemen. They are afraid. CNN is afraid. Nancy Pelosi's afraid. Chuck Schumer's afraid. What are they afraid of? Why would they want to invoke the 25th Amendment when Trump supposedly has 13 days left in office? Well, there's two reasons. Number one, if they can do this, if they remove him from office, then he cannot run for president in 2024. Big deal. He ain't going to run for president in 2024 anyway, because he won't be able to, because of after two terms. I still believe this. Still believe it. I could be wrong, just like I was wrong about Pence. I had faith that another Christian would do his job, would do his duty to God. Okay? But that wasn't our only path, and we've talked about that since November 5th. That was the one path that we were really hanging on right there, weren't we? We were hanging on that because we wanted him to do his job. Shout out to all 20,000 people. That's a record on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to you for making it a record. We wanted him to do his job. We know Biden didn't win. We know Trump won. They want to remove Trump for the next 13 days. Why? Why? It isn't because they don't want him to run in 2024. They'll just rig the election again like they did now, especially if they're in all of the power that they're supposedly going to have, right? They'll just rig the election. It has nothing to do with 2024. They want him gone now because they don't want him to declassify everything in the next 13 days because he might do that. And they also don't want him to invoke the emergency executive order of 2018 based on the information that we got from Italy and the people that rigged the election in Italy in the last couple days. Not that they didn't rig it in the last couple days, but the information that we got in the last couple days. Okay? That's why they want him out. They don't want him to be able to use his power. Now, let's say all of this, let's just say, ladies and gentlemen, all of this was a Trump's plan to find out who's who, who's the swamp, who's not, who's loyal, who's not. Let's say that was the plan, okay? To wait it all out and to see who was a dirty swamp donkey. If that was the plan, then he's got them all. He's got them all. And one way or another, you're going to see some bad things happen in this country in the next 4 weeks to 6 weeks. Whether it's our side that ends up pulling it out and putting all these people in prison, you're going to see bad things on the left. And if they put Donald Trump out and they take it from him, you're going to see people on the right. And this isn't Donald Trump's fault. I'll tell you whose fault this is. This is the media's fault. This is Republican Rhino's fault. And this is Democrats' fault. This is the politicians that have thought that they could run this world and enslave us for the last 40 to 50 years, that thought that they could get away with it. These are the Pharisees, ladies and gentlemen. These are the Pharisees of Jesus's day. Okay? These are the Pharisees. Now we can have, I have so much faith in God. I have so much faith in the plan anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that it doesn't mean that I can't be passionate. It doesn't mean that I can't be upset. It doesn't mean that I can't be disappointed or emotional. I am. It doesn't mean that I don't trust God and I have faith, but I am everything that all of you are about everything that's going on. And we need people to stand up. We need people to do this. We don't need people to run away when they get upset and cry because Mike Pence didn't do his job. That's not what we need. We need to stand together now stronger than ever. And I'm not telling you have to watch this page or listen to my podcast or be a monthly donor or help it grow. I'm not telling you that at all. You don't have to be here. You don't. Go follow Dan Bongino. Go follow David Harris Jr. Go follow Stephen K. Bannon. Go follow these pages. But stick together and stop fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, they're trying an attempted coup right now. And they're trying it for a reason. They're scared. They know they're backed into a corner. And what backed them further into the corner was yesterday's disgusting move by Mike Pence. And I'm going to tell you something else about Mike Pence, too. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but there's a video going around now. I just watched it before I came on, of Mike Pence getting handed a silver coin. And right when he's handed the silver coin from Democrats, Nancy Pelosi comes over with her elbow like this, and she elbows Mike Pence's elbow, and he elbows her back. They were smiling, and they were celebrating under those masky pad diapers that they were wearing on their face. They were smiling, and they were celebrating, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. They want to divide every one of us because the strongest thing that President Trump has, besides Jesus Christ himself standing with Trump, is you and me. They get rid of you and me by saying, by this infighting that I've seen happen since yesterday, that it disgusts me and I cannot believe is happening. Mike Pence, just like Judas Pence himself, took that silver coin. At least Judas got 30. At least Judas got 30 pieces of coin, of silver. Mike Pence did it for one, and he did it for an elbow. He did it for a like from Nancy Pelosi and the left. They did work together. Lynn Wood was right. And I feel betrayed, and I feel utterly, I just feel punched in the stomach by Mike Pence. But Lynn Wood was right about that. He was right. And I got to give credit where credit is due, man. I really do. Unbelievable. He did it for a piece of silver. He did it for a piece of silver, ladies and gentlemen. So what we got to do is we got to stand strong now more than ever. And what is the outcome? Okay, so what are the options? What are the options? Well, I will read you right now. Let me find it. I will read you what, come on, where is it? What Sidney Powell said, what she said options were. She said Donald Trump's option right now basically is invoke the 2018 emergency executive order. That's what she said. She said he has the power. He's had the power the entire time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now that we have the affidavit of that gentleman in Italy saying that he worked with U.S. government officials to rig the election, to put software into the Leonardo company. He works for Leonardo. Leonardo is the 11th largest defense contractor in the world, and they get $1 billion from you and me. They get $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer money, and they themselves worked to overturn President Trump's votes to Joe Biden by the millions, and it went right back to the Frankfurt, Germany server, and then right back to the United States of America. They came to them, they switched the votes, they put it back to Frankfurt, Germany, and they switched it, and then they sent it back to America. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a true, that document that we that's going around is 100% verified and true, and it was delivered to Congress yesterday at 1:12 p.m. Devin Nunes. It was sent to Louis Gohmert, all right? And it was sent to Donald Trump and his chief of staff and everything. That's what he needs to do. That's what he needs to do. If we are to pull this out, we need to put people in prison. And unfortunately, what that's going to cause is a lot of stuff. But that's what needs to happen. And he can still do it. And that's why they're trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. They want him out before he does it, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly why. Now, Lynn Wood and Mike Flynn and Sidney Powell, they're all saying we need to really be careful about what we say, what we read, what we share, because Donald Trump's going to be your president for the next 4 years. Exclamation point after exclamation point. Now, if they were right this entire time, then why aren't they right about that? Why aren't they right about that? What's her name? Maria Zach from Nations in Action. She's the one who delivered that affidavit, her and her team, and they were afraid for their life just delivering the affidavit. We know, ladies and gentlemen, 100% sure, we know now by this affidavit that the foreign interference was large and in charge and was happening. So we got them. We got them. All right? They said Kaylee's already done. She didn't take any questions and walked out. Well, good for her. Good for her. So let's talk about the 25th Amendment. Let's talk about the exact things that have to happen in order. Yes, I know. Somebody just said, apparently Pence's chief of staff is locked out of the White House. And apparently Pence is locked out of the White House too. They're both locked out of the White House. That's what you get when you unfollow Trump and become Judas and betray him. That's what you get. That's what you get, Pence. You're a dirty person. Let's talk about the 25th Amendment. How does the 25th Amendment work? Okay, this is how the 25th Amendment works. This is legit how it works. In order for the 25th Amendment to be invoked and to work, first thing you have to have is you have to have the vice president on board, which we know he would be. We know he would be. That's why President Trump... what did that say? Somebody said, Kaylee said something. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. So Vice President Pence needs to be on board under Section 4 of the 25th Amendment. So unless Donald Trump has all this stuff that he's willing to declassify over pedophile Biden and pedophile, apparently, according to Lynn Wood, pedophile Pence, that might be one thing that he's got over him where he won't go that far. But he already went as far as he did, so why wouldn't he go further? So it says according to the 25th Amendment, Section 4, Mike Pence has to be on board. But that's not the only thing. Also, a majority of the 23 cabinet members that Donald Trump has surrounding him, a majority, which would mean 12, also have to be on board. Okay? So, what does it say? Your passion is contagious, but I'm hanging on my last nerve. I get it. I get it. We all are. We all are, ladies and gentlemen. She said that they were working on peaceful transfer. Okay. I'll have to go back and watch it. So Mike Pence would have to be on board for this 25th Amendment to work. 12 cabinet members would have to be on board as well with Mike Pence for them to remove Donald Trump. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. If you have Mike Pence and you have 12 cabinet members, you know, Pompeo and all the rest, you have 12 of them join Mike Pence, Donald Trump is gone right away. Right away. They will remove him that fast. If 12 cabinet members and Mike Pence get on board, Donald Trump is removed. Now, if this was to happen at any other time, Donald Trump would have some kind of remedy. He would be able to send a letter to Congress saying why he's not unfit to serve as president, but it wouldn't matter because we're at a point now where in that period of time, in order for that to happen, you would already have Biden and Kamala Harris coming in to be president. All right? So that's what you would need. You'd need Mike Pence, and you'd need 12 of the 23 cabinet members. Now, here's something else. You know, Elaine Chao, Mitch McChina's wife, who, you know, her father owns a Chinese shipping company that's paid for by the Chinese, the CCP, and her sister is on the board of the Chinese National Bank. Yeah, you know, that Elaine Chao, who was the was she, transportation secretary? She's resigning on Monday. She's resigning on Monday, ladies and gentlemen. So it's kind of, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. But I will tell you this, all they need is Mike Pence and 12, ladies and gentlemen, 12. Kind of funny, isn't it? So that's I wanted to bring you that. Now let's move on. We talked about big tech and Trump's family. Apparently, Donald Trump is on Parler at Real Donald Trump. What is it? Real Donald Trump US, I think it is. Let me just go there real quick. I just joined Parler today, by the way. And I only joined it because you never know what's going to happen and you got to be in all places. I'm also on Rumble. It's just the Hip Hop Patriot. You can find me on all platforms as the Hip Hop Patriot. But, you know, I'm only going to be there for when I need to be there. I'm always going to stay here. I'm always going to stay here because we have the armor of God here, ladies and gentlemen, and we ain't going anywhere. I got the podcast on all platforms, too. That's where you can find me. But I'm on Parler now, too. And I believe it's Real Donald Trump US is I believe his handle on Parler. But he's there now, too. Okay? So you definitely want to go there and you want to follow him and check that out because they banned him everywhere else. I want to play something for you. This is going to really shock you. I hope you're all still on. What do we got? 22,000. We have another record. Thank you guys very much. God bless every one of you. Share the video, get it out, follow me. And while you're all watching, jeremyharrell.com is where you're going to want to go. If you always want to make sure you're following the podcast, being able to hear anything that I'm doing or seeing or my music, jeremyharrell.com. You can go there. H-E-R-R-E-L-L. I'm ready to play for something for you. Now the left cries and cries and cries, right? About what happened yesterday, right? I'm going to play this for you. This is going to anger you. Ready? The left cries about what happened yesterday. The left says that people are terrorists for what they did yesterday. Okay? 6 months ago, BLM and Antifa were burning and breaking down DC. There was fires. You can see overhead pictures of BLM and Antifa 6 months ago destroying DC. How many state houses have you seen them take over and occupy? What about Chaz? What about autonomous zones? What about the courthouses they took over? What about the 30 people that were killed by BLM and Antifa last year? You ready? This is what the Democrats said before yesterday happened on what everybody in this country should do when they feel wronged. You ready?
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless
cunt. They go low, we should.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. This, even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after.
So I'm going to stop it right there, ladies and gentlemen. But there's more. There's another 20 seconds of that. What you just heard is the left telling BLM and Antifa to get out there and do exactly what they said shouldn't be done. shouldn't have been done yesterday. And now they want to try to get Donald Trump out of office because of things that they said. Let's take a quick break here for a second. I just want to, for the people on the podcast, this is where we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jeremy, Paula Harris here, one of your monthly subscribers. I appreciate you so much and have referred you so many times. You know, and it's tough right now, and people are upset, people are scared, people just don't trust, and they're kind of taking it out on you, and it's not your fault. This is called being shot as the messenger. So I encourage you and hang tough and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Joey from Minnesota. I just wanted to personally thank you for representing us yesterday at the rally. And I love your faith. And thank you for taking all the bullets you do. Sometimes it's hard to be a truth warrior. I am going to quote Mary Flynn O'Neill, what she wrote yesterday on her Twitter account. Now we find out who is really a prayer warrior for the Lord, who turns on the Lord in these days and tough times when we don't get what we want right away. Those who are true to Jesus will be the front lines of this flight for our children. Don't give up. His timing is precise. So thank you, Jeremy, for being on the front line for all of us in this fight. We have to remember God always wins.
Jeremy, this is Judy Bain. I'm with you 100%. You make me proud.
Live from America, you're listening to the Hip Hop Patriot, Jeremy Harrell.
That is what they've been calling for. Welcome back to everybody on the podcast from Live from America, Jeremy Harrell. That's what the left has been wanting. And now they want to invoke the 25th Amendment because Donald Trump is unfit to be president and he caused that yesterday. Get out of here. What caused that yesterday was a few people up front who were Antifa and BLM people, and the rest of the crowd started following once the police started shooting tear gas and other things, rubber bullets, into the crowd. That's what caused the crowd to go forward. Okay, that's what caused it. And all this pent up aggression from you destroying the government for so long. That's why Donald Trump needs to now invoke or give himself the powers from his emergency executive order of 2018. And apparently he's going to be addressing the nation tonight. Okay, so I don't know what his address is going to mean. I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know what he's going to do at this point. Our option, our only option as far as getting Donald Trump in there for another 4 years that he rightfully has, that he rightfully won, is that emergency order. That's really the only thing left, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's the only thing left. If that does not happen, then it's not up to us to just lay down, put our tail between our legs, cower, cry for the next 4 years. It's us to mobilize. And what it's going to take is a massive amount of us running for office and getting these people out. The only reason that they've been kings and queens for 30 and 40 years is because they write the law. They're the ones that write the law that keep them in there. And unless all of us, like Marjorie Taylor Greene did, work together to figure out how to get into office, get around these rigged elections, and get in there and make a change, we can't. If it's one thing Donald Trump's done, he's opened our eyes. He's opened our eyes to R's and D's. They don't mean anything. He's opened our eyes and given us a path on what we need to do. That is what Donald Trump's best accomplishment was in the 4 years that he was here. In the 4 years he was here, he gave power back to us, and we got to get he's got to take charge now and get in there for. He's got to put these people in prison. That's it. He's got to declassify everything and put these people in prison. That's my take on it. Now, CNN today and Antifa admit that they were the ones that stormed that Capitol building first, broke in, and started causing violence. Even CNN put it out today that Antifa is claiming responsibility for breaching the windows, the doors, and getting inside, not the White House, excuse me, the Capitol building. I'm sorry, I keep saying the White House, the Capitol building. Even CNN reported that today. And Antifa is claiming that they're the ones who went in there initially. But what happened was, it was like a domino effect. What happened was, you've seen that happen, and you've seen police retaliate, and you've seen patriots stand up for who they thought were other patriots. And again, I wasn't up there in the front rows. I wasn't one pushing up and going up on those steps, because it was like God's divine intervention that I was leaving and left right at the time that was happening. It was like God's intervention for me. You know what I mean? Divine intervention. Because I could have been the one shot in the neck and dead. And I'm not saying that a part of me is not glad that I left. A part of me is I wish that I was still there when that happened. You know what I mean? Because I want to be there with my people. But you just saw, it was like it was all orchestrated. It was like it was all just orchestrated perfectly. You know what I mean? So we got 13 days. 13 days, and they're trying to get him out. Why? Ask yourself that. Why? And hopefully, if he addresses the nation tonight with the broadcast system that the president has the power to do, hopefully he gives us a little bit more insight on what his plans are going to be. I'm going to be glued to it, and I'll bring it to you. If you don't see it, I'll bring it to you. I promise. Let's see. We got one more thing to go over here. No, actually, we don't, because I said Elaine Chao is resigning Monday. So that's the word. Again, go to jeremyharrell.com. We are 62% of our way to our goal. And I can continue to do what I did yesterday for you guys. And I'll continue to build this show. And I'm going to do whatever I can regardless. So make sure you check out my podcast, 12 p.m. every day, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all of that. But you can get it all from my website. Just go to jeremyharrell.com. You can get access to everything you want to get access to. Right there. It's the one-stop shop, and you can get to everything else. The music, the podcast, the online store, all of it. Okay? We're going to keep going. I'm going to keep fighting. I promised you that since day one, and I'm not going anywhere. They're going to have to drag my dead, lifeless body off of every single social media platform and off this world to get me to stop. You will never, ever, ever get me to stop or shut me up. My family and I have already went through hell and back. We've already had our lug nuts loosened. We've already had our cars destroyed. We've already had people calling us, telling us where our kids go to school. We've had people calling us, telling us what rooms in the house lights are on. We're built for this. I was born for this, and I'm going to continue to do God's work. God bless you all. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for me. I'll continue to fight for you. Just remember, keep your shoulders back. Keep your chest out. Keep your head up high. Because you're all children of God, and no weapon, not even Nancy Pelosi's stretched face itself, will ever, ever, ever prosper, okay? And I want to give a big thank you to all of you that I met yesterday. I was surrounded by people who follow and watch Live from America, and I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And I want to give a big shout out to Faith River Church as well for having me preach from the pulpit and all putting their hands on me and praying for my safety as I went to DC to do this. So again, thank you guys all very much. I love you. Be safe, be with your families, and have faith, and don't give up now. You fought for President Trump for the last 4 years. You fought hard for him for the last 70 days. Last just a little bit longer until we get a different direction that we're supposed to take. Okay. Love you all. God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. See you later.